Well, there's the fanfare. It is time for another movie review with Matt Olien. Matt, this is the 8 millionth Marvel movie that's out now, right? Eternals,
10? Yes. So because of the way that Infinity War and Endgame ended up, the Marvel films are going different directions now. There's no Iron Man anymore, Captain America, retired, old, you know, et cetera. And so we're seeing new things like Shang-Chi and now Eternals. And this is based on a Marvel comic about basically their gods. They were created as immortal Eternals to kind of watch over Earth, but not interfere. They only can interfere when they fight what's called the Deviants. These are crazy, like dinosaur type beings that have killed people, but they can't interfere in wars. So the film is really the initial backstory of the group known as the Eternals. We get a lot of flashbacks to, you know, BC times, thousands of years ago, but eventually it ends up in present day. And so it takes the same plot as, or the same plot devices that Endgame and Infinity War had, which is it takes place right after that. So they have not interfered with Thanos. Because they're not supposed to. Thanos was the one who snapped his fingers and half the population disappeared at the end of Infinity War. So we get a lot of backstory. And the problem with the movie, I would say, it's 157 minutes, which there are a lot of long Marvel films, but it's very leisurely paced. And you keep waiting and waiting to kind of get to where this very confusing plot is going. And like with a lot of movies, just like with the first Avengers, it's kind of a recruiting film. They've all gone their separate ways. They're living in modern day times. But because of the confusing plot and what they have to do, they got to get the gang back together. And so it's like Magnificent Seven. It's like the Avengers. You got to get the gang together. You got to go recruit them. And it takes a long time. They go to various different spots across the earth to recruit the group, get them back together. It just takes a long time. The cast is good. It's the most diverse cast in a Marvel movie history. Richard Madden is kind of the leader as Icarus. He played Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. Gemma Chan plays Cersei, who is also kind of a de facto leader. Selma Hayek is in this as kind of another de facto leader. Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, Liam McHugh as Sprite, Kumail Nanjiani, the comedian who plays Kingo. He's phenomenal in it. He's so funny in this movie. It's almost like he's acting in a different movie. So he was a real highlight. But it's very long. It's very confusing. I would say it's CGI heavy even more so than more Marvel movies, you know, because Icarus shoots laser beams with his eyes. So constantly he's shooting laser beams with his eyes to kill deviants, to do other things. It's just way too long. And I would say, too, I would call this a very strange marriage of director to source material. Chloe Zhao, coming off the Oscar for Nomadland, she's known for very, very low-budget, independent films set in open spaces, leisurely paced. She's that kind of filmmaker, and now she's handling a Marvel movie. And I just don't know if that's – it's a big paycheck for her, I'm sure – but I don't know if that's the right kind of film she should be doing. It reminds me of when Robert Altman directed Popeye with Robin Williams. Why is Robert Altman directing a Popeye movie? And it came off horribly, as people who saw that movie know. So a little uncomfortable with Chloe Zhao directing this kind of a movie, and I think it shows up on the screen. It's not a horrible movie. It's just not in the top flight Marvel movies. We'll have to see where it goes from here in terms of sequels or follow-ups.
How many of these Marvel movies have different directors? And you sort of wonder, like, what the cohesion is overall.
Great question. There's all kinds of directors with Marvel movies. And Chloe Zhao is not the person I would put in a Marvel movie. She's talented. She's got an Oscar. I've loved all of the movies I've seen that she's made, including an early one that played at the Fargo Film Festival called Songs My Brothers Taught Me. She's very, very talented, but I just don't know if this is what she should be doing. It's kind of like if Paul Thomas Anderson or Wes Anderson directed a Marvel movie, you'd be like, what would a Marvel movie look like if Wes Anderson was directing it? I can't even imagine.
Wait, I would watch that
one. It would be crazy strange. So maybe this isn't quite as strange, but – It was just an odd. I remember when she was announced as the director to this movie, I was like, Chloe Zhao is going to direct Eternals. But great cast. They're setting it up for another movie. I'm not going to give too much of the plot away because we don't do that on this show. It's very confusing anyway. Hmm. And I would say, too, there's not a lot of tension in the movie. I never felt tension in this movie in terms of, oh, are people going to be saved? Is the Earth going to be saved? You never quite get that tension. And I don't know if Chloe Zhao is that kind of director. She's not an action director. So maybe that had something to do with it. It's hard to say what happened in the editing process and the shooting process. Hmm.
Chloe Zhao's first feature film was shot in what U.S. state?
Well, if we're talking, are we talking Songs My Brothers Taught Me, which I think was her first big feature.
Yep.
That was before The Rider. It was before Nomadland. Mm-hmm. That was shot in South Dakota.
It was.
On the Pine Ridge Reservation down there, Rosebud, one of those two. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
We've been in the movies with Matt Olien.